Why can I say I'm God? It's a good question. Why can I say I am God? I want to say I am God because this is a beautiful thing to say. And it's something that I've thought about often. I've thought about who is the creator of the universe? And why did the creator of the universe create all these things? And what purpose is there, and what direction is there, and what ideal is there for all these things to exist? Why? Why are they here? Why am I here? Well, I'm certainly not here for any great and noble purpose. I'm not here to make the world a better place to live. I'm not here to be the greatest politician or musician or artist the world has ever seen. Not even a little artist or a little politician. Not even in a very small, small way. I'm here to be just one thing. To be myself. Whatever I understand myself to be. So, what do I understand myself to be? What do I understand this person that I am is here living on this planet, living in this universe, living in this allness? What am I supposed to be? Am I supposed to be something famous or just be myself? Am I supposed to be what makes me happy or what makes other people happy? Am I supposed to be something that turns the world upside down, or something that is a balancing blessing to all the universe? Well, I have a feeling that it's none of those things. It's none of those noble, worthy, beautiful causes that I'm supposed to be. I am supposed to be what I am. And what I am is a person who loves music, a person who loves sculpturing, a person who loves writing, a person who loves all sorts of things. That's who I am. That's what my purpose is for being here, to be myself. So, my biggest job is to find out who myself is. Who am I? I tell myself I'm God, but that doesn't cover it for me, because to say I am God, I am the magic of the universe, and not know what that is, it's like saying nothing at all. So what is it when I say I am God, I'm the magic of the universe, and I am here to be myself and have fun? Well, if I were just to look at God, as I understand God, and say God is here to be itself and have fun, okay, what does it do in being itself? What does the infinite creative cause, which I am, what does it do to be itself and have fun? Well, some of the things that it does is it smiles a lot. It finds joy in all of the world and all of creation, because while it was created by a divine being, it is creating continuously divine beingness everywhere. And I am that divine beingness, and I am that which I create. It's a wonderful thing. Okay, what makes me happy? What makes me really feel sparkling with joy? Well, one thing, as I said, is music. What kind of music? The quiet symphonic music of a Beethoven or a Schubert or some other marvelous composer, or the lugubrious Bach, or the present-day musicians with their rock music and their heavy-duty music? What is it that turns me on? Well, what turns me on is music that makes me feel good inside. It doesn't razzle-dazzle me. It doesn't get me all excited. It just makes me feel good inside. And the type of music that makes me feel good inside is the soft beat, the soft harmony, the gentle music. So this tells me, perhaps, that I am designed to be a gentle being. I am designed to be a loving, marvelous, sensitive, caring being. This is my God nature. My God nature is to be love, unconditional love. Am I unconditional love? Do I practice unconditional love? No. I do not practice unconditional love. I do not say I am unconditional love. The truth about me is that there is no judgment. I am one-pointed. There's no possession. There's no feelings of being better than anybody else. There's no feeling of wanting anything that anybody else has. There's just a feeling of inner peace. Ah, perhaps the inner peace is what I am and what I choose to express. How do I express inner peace? Well, I express inner peace by not being confused by the outer. That's not really the way to say it, is it? Inner peace is when I feel a contentment. I feel a oneness. I feel relaxed. And then, after I open my eyes from the awareness of the inner peace, what do I look around and see? What do I sense about me? Do I sense everything is in divine order? Sounds very good, doesn't it? Do I sense that everything is delightful and charming and good? Yes. So inner peace means the lack of conflict, the presence of bliss, the presence of harmony, the presence of joy. And how wonderful that is. If I want to express this outwardly to everyone in my world, I first find it in me and then let it shine forth through every cell of my being. If I want to be peace, be unconditional love, be happiness, be all these things that are so important to me, then it's up to me to sort of have that be my nature. Oh, I say I should live it, but how do I know how to live something unless I am it? And if I am it, then I don't have to worry about living it. I am. That's who I am. So, that's who I am. That's who I am. The living presence. The living magnificence. The living allness. It always has amused me over the years that the infinite creative cause, the divine God, places us in interesting situations. So I'm in a situation where I am harmonious with everything. Everything is going great. And then some difficulty comes up in my life and hits me in the face and says, ha ha, you thought you were on easy streets, ha ha. And then it tries to challenge me. And so this challenging beingness that grabs a hold of the front of me and says, hey, you got to think this way, you got to do this, you have to. And rather than be upset with it, rather than fight it, I just say to this inner self that is grabbing a hold of me and wanting to have his own way, I say, hey, have fun. You do whatever you feel you want to do, and I will do whatever I feel I want to do. I will relax and be at peace. I will be totally harmonious with myself and all in my world. But you're supposed to be upset. You're supposed to be irritated. You're supposed to be unhappy because I'm pressing your buttons. But, my dear being, you are not pressing my buttons because my buttons have long ago been removed. I am no longer touched by anything in the outer. And I'm not touched by anything in the inner. I'm not touched by anything. I am me. I am God. I am divine. I am wonderful. I do not need to be touched by anything to demonstrate that I am positive and that I've learned my lesson. I do not need to be enforced by any issue that would cause me to have thoughts one way or another. I just feel in a state of bliss. Well, what an irresponsible state to be in. A state of bliss where you have no concern about your fellow man. You have no concern about the world around you. You have no concern about the outer. Hey, I like that. That's who I am. That's who I am. I look at everything and say, it is good and very good. I look beyond and see the original purity, the original integrity, and I know that it is good and very good. And as I look beyond and see the truth, I see me. I see a total picture of who I am. The bliss that I am, the delight that I am, the charm that I am, the wonderful that I am, the God that I am. To me, that is how God is, and that's how I am. That's how everything beautiful in the world is. That's how life is. It's wonderful. I am that, and that is all that I am and all that I need to be. I am that. I am that, and it's a wonderful thing to be. I am that, and it is a harmonious thing to be. I am life, I am peace, I am harmony, I am goodness. Oh yes, I am God. Why can I say I'm God? Well, because I found out what God is all about. Yes. What is God all about? Is God all about all sorts of problems and solutions and criticisms and going out into the world and looking for something to to change and to bring to rights and to place in a harmonious way? Not at all. Not at all. For I live in my inner state of bliss and happiness, and living from my inner state of unconditional love, there is nothing on the outer to attract me. There's nothing on the outer to say that it needs my attention. Not even the good stuff. Because everything that needs my attention is in me, and it doesn't need my attention. Everything that gets my attention, everything that is my attention, everything that is who I am, is in me. And that's all that matters. There is nothing else in the universe other than me. And I'm very happy about it. I'm very content with that. I'm very pleased with that. All is one as me. How do I get to this state of awareness that all is one as me? How do I get to the state of awareness that I am that I am? I am the divine. How do I get to the state where I am untouched by the world about me? Where I have no feeling that I have to do something in the outer? Well, I get to that state by letting go and being God, letting go and letting the divine in me be me at all times. Letting go. letting go and letting go and letting go. And as I let go, what am I doing? I'm being myself. Whenever I let go, I am being myself. Whenever I let go of the requirements of my life, the outer activity of my world, the things that I seem to think demand my attention and demand that I do something, I just let them go. And as I let them go, I feel content. I feel at one-ment. I feel a great joy. That's all that's necessary. That's all that I need to put into motion for myself. That's all. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that is to just be peace, to just be love, to just be all that is good. How wonderful that is. And when I have that peace, that love, that joy, that gets good that I am, when I have that, when I am that, when I live that, I feel a great peace. I feel this is right. This is right. When I lay in the water, in a swimming pool or the lake or wherever I am, and I just lay in the water, and I just float in the water, I am buoyed up by droplets of water. I'm buoyed up by a feeling of infinite love. I'm buoyed up with a feeling that everything is right in the world. Whatever foods I have, they are perfectly made. Whatever drinks I drink, they are perfectly created. Whatever thoughts I have that I use in my world to think about and live with are designedly, one-pointedly created so that I am peace. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling that tells me why I can say I am God. It tells me all of the things that I place value on, all the things I feel are important, all the things that I feel make up whatever the world is supposed to be made up of. And I feel good and very good. I feel content. I feel oneness. I feel good. I am that I am. I am peace. I am joy. I am harmony. I am right action. I am all that is good. All that is good and all that is very good. That's who I am. That's what I am. That's why I am. That's where I am. That's all I am. And I feel so very good about that. I can say I'm God, for I have found a calm sense of stillness, sense of balance and harmony in me. I no longer am touched by what the outer world is doing. For now, knowing that I am God, knowing I'm the creator of my world, I know that the outer world is a pure reflection of what's going on in me. So as I look at the outer world, what do I see? I see peace, harmony, love, joy, right action, wholeness, abundance. I see all that is good, all that is good and very good. And you, from your vantage point, might say, but you don't see what's going on. And I say, how about that? How about that? I don't see what you see. I don't see what others see. I don't see a world created by the minds of others. I only see the world created by my own inner intelligence. I only see me as God having a wonderful time. Me as God looking at my creation and saying, "Oh, you're so good and very good. You're so wonderful." A mother looks at her baby child and says, "Oh, you're so wonderful. I'm so blessed to have this angel in my world, this beautiful child, this beautiful, oh, I'm so blessed." And then the mother that really knows it's God, all of her life, she looks at her creations, not just her children, but including her children, always seeing them doing everything that is good, always seeing them as the ideal, always seeing them perfect in every whit. And as the mother sees that, she is totally aware of what she is as God. It's a wonderful feeling. Can you look at the world? Can I look at the world as a mother looks at the world at her child? Can we look at this child of ours and say, "What is so fantastic is always it's smiling, always it's happy, always it's content, always it's billing and cooing, always it's saying I love you, always it's saying all is good, always, always." And if anyone were to say our child were not perfect, we would say, "You can't be talking about my child. My child's perfect. My child only knows wholeness, perfection, right action and truth, love, peace, and wonderful qualities that always are there and always will be there." Not so. Now, we all have the opportunity to be what our creation is or to be what we are. And if we are what our creation is, and we are upset in any way, then it's time we recreate our world. It's time we create our world in and after our own image, our image of peace, our image of balance, our image of oneness. And as we create our world from our own inner image of goodness, then all the world, everywhere in the universe, everywhere in the galaxies, in whatever scope we want to put around it, everywhere, every child is absolutely revealed. Because you know what happens? Once I reveal this to myself, once I know this to myself, then whatever was not known that way sort of readjusts itself to the truth, readjusts itself to me going where I'm going, doing what I'm doing, being what I'm being. I start to adjust myself to that awareness. And what happens? Well, part of me there is saying it doesn't know. Part of me there is saying it can't figure it out and just washes its hands of it. But the other part of me says, "Oh, yes, 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 yes. All good, all beautiful, all fantastic, all loving, all marvelous." And then the part of me that didn't catch on right away says, "Hey, how come you're having such a good time over there? How come you're having such a good time being your God self? I'm being my God self and I got a lot of work here to do." And so I take that self that likes to do all that work, that likes to do all those things and make things happen in her life or his life. I take that self. And what happens when I take that self? What happens when I take that self? That inner self no longer feels anything pressing upon it. No longer feels the world. I am in charge. I am the master, and I feel great. It's all my decision. My decision. You can say, I'm going to the theater tonight, and I'm going to have a great time. You can say, I'm going to the theater tonight, and I really don't want to go. I just feel the whole thing's going to be a fiasco, and I'm not going to be happy with it. Well, both cases take place. The theater always is what it is. It always is that show that it performs, that show that says it's a happy person, that it's a happy being, it's a happy world, or it's an unhappy world. And it does everything to say, look at these situations. If you had them in your life, but of course you didn't, because this is just theater. This is just something going on that makes us feel that we are part of it, but we're not. It's just an illusion that we're working with there, just an illusion of thinking that it's something that's happening to us, and it's not. We are free. We are free. When we open our eyes, we look beyond the illusion. We look beyond the thing that has caused us distress, and we find that it's not really there. And we look beyond to its original purity and integrity, and in that we find unconditional love, universal love, oneness, right now. And because we find that there right now, then that's where we are, and that's what we do right now. We live in that feeling of absolute goodness, absolute wonder, absolute happiness, absolute joy. We are that right now. We are always in charge, and we're very happy to be in charge. We're always happy to be in charge because we are in charge of our plus side. We are in charge of our unconditionally loving side. We are in charge of all that is good and beautiful and fantastic. And nothing else matters to us. We live in that sense of absolute joy and happiness, and we say, wow, that is so great, that is so fulfilling, that's so rewarding. That's what we say. That's what we say. Did you have a happy time living inside of that wonderful wilderness? That wonderful reality? Do you have the opportunity to do that? Are you able to be in charge? Are you able to be on top of yourself? Are you able to say, I like me, 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 I like me? And nothing can dissuade you from that condition that you're planting in your consciousness? How wonderful that is. How wonderful you are. How wonderful I am when I speak my word and bring forth all that is good and beautiful in my life. It's there. It's there, but we have to be aware of it. We are totally in charge of our world. We are the bliss. I can say I'm God because in me I feel very good. I feel very content. I feel very honored. Yes, honored. Honored that myself, my God self, chose me to be in this world. And as I respond in this world that I feel totally good to be in, I see who I am shining back at me, revealing to me all the goodness, all the happiness, all the wisdom. It's a simple, simple thing. Only when I'm in charge can I fully be aware how great it is to live in a world I created of purity, wholeness, and goodness. Now, what do people on earth want basically? They want peace of mind. They want peace of body. They want peace of soul. They want peace of all aspects of their being. What do people on earth want? They want harmony. They want to live in harmony. They want to enjoy harmony between themselves and others. They want to live in this blissful harmony that they are. What do people want to know is going on in the world? People want to know that going on in the world, everything is peaceful. Everything is good. Everything is wonderful. And then, just like that, they experience it. They experience the peace, the wonderfulness, the quietness, the joy. They experience this, and everything is absolutely fantastic. You and I, newcomers on the road to peace and happiness and unconditional love, who have so long stayed on the pathway that said that we are limited and that we are unable to speak our word and demonstrate immediately whatever we speak our word for. We are ready now for this new life, of consistency and oneness. The new life that says all is in divine order and all is glorious and all is good. The new life that says to us, all things are given. We can say that. We can be that, because we are that. We have the capacity to perceive love, peace, joy, harmony, right action, truth. We have the capacity not only to perceive it, but to be it, because in fact we are it. And until we have our awareness tuned in to it, we'll not realize that we had it all along. We've just let the loudest noises claim our attention, and then we think that's truth. The loudest noises of incidents, accidents, problems, whatever they may be, we've allowed that to be and make us think that it's the important thing, because the squeaky wheel gets the oil. The squeaky wheel gets the oil because it needs the oil, so it will not squeak anymore. But until it's given oil for the right reason and for the right purpose continuously, we will last know what it's gotten oil for. We'll get that point in our awareness. That point is, we are important. We are wonderful. We are super. Now, how do we make this as an everyday occurrence? How do we make that we can say, I'm God? How do we make that as an everyday belief in our structure of awareness so that we experience Him? How do we put into our consciousness and say, I am God? And then we say, I now speak my word, and my Godhood flows out into the yard itself right here, and the original is still in bed. The original is still inside, waiting for the alarm clock to ring, waiting for time to tell it that it's time to make another adjustment. But all of us who put on our gloves and who is going to wonderful, going to experience who and what we are, it's a great experience. We're ready. But that's who we are. That's who we are. We are that wonderful, quiet, gentle being that says, I love you. We are that gentle, wonderful, quiet being that says, all is right, all is peace, all is good. The world wants to know that, wants to experience that, wants to enjoy that, and the world does enjoy that and experience that and know that when the world lets go and lets God be God in us. We all seem to want to play the many roles that we have designed for ourselves. The role of the positive and the negative, the role of the right and the wrong, the role of the good and the bad, the role of the happy and the unhappy. Well, let's just take all of the other roles other than the happiness and goodness and right action roles and just let them go. Give them no attention. We don't even have to throw them out. We give them no attention. We give attention only to happiness, peace, love, joy. We give only attention to the truth about our being. And then we experience it. Now, what is the truth about our being? The truth about our being is we are good and very good. The truth about our being is that we are indeed divine. The truth about our being is that we live in a world of peace and love and joy and goodness. That's the truth. And so then, what do we say next? If we live in that world, how do we always live in that world? How do we remain in that world so that we never return to the dualism that says there is something other than the perfection and truth that we are? How do we let dualism out of our life? How do we let a negative experience out of our everyday experience? How do we do that? Well, we wonder to ourselves, how do we do that? And the answer we come up with is a very significant one. A very significant answer that says, straight and to the point, I am God. There is none other beside me. I am good, and all is good. I am peace, and all is peace. I am that I am. Well, when we have that thought in our mind, when I have that thought in my mind, I am harmonious and blissful with everything I do. It's a wonderful, joyful, revealing attitude of mind. When I have that in my mind, that's who I am. I always was that, but that's who I am. How do I bring that out in every avenue of my being? How do I bring it forth in every area of my life? We bring it forth by our thought. If we have a dualistic thought, we have no thought at all. And if we have a positive thought, then we have every good thought. We have every wonderful thought. We have everything that says all is in divine order. We are the creator of our world. We are the creator of all that is good and beautiful. We have a divine world in us. we have in us all knowledge, all peace, all love. But the knowledge only includes that which is right and good, only includes truth, only includes the purity, the allness, the fineness that we are. I can say I am God, for that to me is what I have created. I can say I am God because I created this godness, I created this beingness, and now I am demonstrating it in my life itself. For I'm a living example of what I believe, a living example of all peace, all truth, all joy, all right action, all harmony. I am that. I am knowing that, being that. And it's a fantastic feeling, almost a wordless feeling, but it's a joyful, fantastic feeling. Thank you. The world and tastus feeling. But each one in my life is presenting me with a symbol of goodness, a symbol of truth, a symbol of right action, a symbol of peace, a symbol of love. And as each one does this, as each one chooses to be in my world, I am that I am. I am the master of all. I am the creator of my life. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am God. Yes, it's a good feeling. It's a very good feeling, and it's a very good awareness within me to say to me that this is what it's all about. This is what life is all about. This is what the world is all about. I can say I'm God because I have no confusion in my life. No confusion that wants to tell me something different. I have no irritations, no button pushing by anybody. No button pushing that tells me I should be concerned about what other people are thinking or doing. I live in my purity. And as I live in my purity is all that expresses in my life. My purity is all that I know. My purity is goodness personified. Goodness revealed, goodness personified, goodness. Now, what are all these people going to do? What are all these circumstances going to do? Are they going to revert back and be the negative the minute I take my attention away from them? Yes, they are. All of my thoughts are going to revert back to some other realm if I allow them the freedom of choice. And I take away from my thoughts the freedom of choice and I say, my thoughts are good thoughts. My thoughts are the thoughts of the divine. My thoughts are the thoughts of God. My thoughts are the thoughts that are everlasting and good. And so, when these things come into me, into my awareness, and I know it, and I am listening to them for whatever reason, I'm not listening to them. I turn them off, and I turn on the truth about me. And I can never hear the truth about me too often. I can never hear the truth about me too many times, because the truth about me is so glorious and so good. So that's what I choose now. That's what I am now. That's all that I know now. That's who I am, what I am, why I am, where I am, how I am. I am the master. I am totally in charge. I am totally peace. I am totally love. That's why I can say I'm God. That's why we can all say that we're God, because we're fantastic. We're glorious. We're beautiful. We are the ideal. I am the ideal man. You are the ideal man. You are the ideal woman. You are the ideal expression of the creative cause of the universe activated in you, around you, about you, for you, through you, to you, as you. And you're utterly amazing. And I know you're utterly amazing because I see you that way. And if I see you that way, that's the way I am. And if I see you that way, that's the way I live. And that's the way I dream. And that's the way I respond to life. All good, powerful, and beautiful. Yes, I can say I'm God because life is wonderful. Because life is very good. Because I am very good. And I feel very wonderful about everything. Very powerful about everything. Can you do that too? Mm-hmm. Are you doing that? Yes. Do you always want to do that? Yes. Is there anything else you ever want to do? No. All you want to do is ever think is how wonderful you are, how powerful you are, and how good you are. That's all you ever want to know. That's all you ever want to think and be. And you only say, at all times, I am God, God I am. At all times, you say, I am God, and God is all there is. You say, I am God, and I am the fineness, the goodness, the peace, the joy of the universe. I like me, I like me, I like me. I have used the word because oftentimes, and now I'm no longer using the word because. I'm using the word only I am. I am that I am. And because I say I am that I am, that's what I do, and that's what I am. I am that I am, totally, fully, completely, one as all. Now for a few moments, you take into your heart who and what you are, and start to realize that you can have anything you want in any way you want it by putting the cause in motion for yourself. So now, put the cause in motion that you are beautiful, you are wonderful, you have created all the circumstances in your life exactly the way you want them. Now, warm them up, give them your peace, give them your pleasure, give them your happiness, and let them be revealed in your life now. It's a wonderful thing to do. It's a wonderful possibility. It's a wonderful reality. But it's who you are. It's who I am. And that's all that matters. Who you are and who I am. And we are beautiful. We are very beautiful. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I am peace. I can speak my word, and I can say, I like me. I can speak my word and say, I am all good. I can speak my word and know exactly who I am. Now for a few moments, you speak your word and say exactly who you are and how wonderful you are and how perfect you are and how there's nothing to improve. You are the ideal right now. Yes, that's true. Each of you speak your word and say, I like me. Each of you speak your word and say, I know who I am. And each of you are who you are, the ideal, divine, happy spirit, living in joy, peace, and harmony under all circumstances. Now let's meditate for a few moments and see how we can become ready for the final step of our talk with God and how we can talk with God in us and enjoy that experience.